You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Securities and Exchange Board of India plans to define outer limits for the life of close-ended alternative investment funds. The regulator is also in favor of putting a cap on the extensions that can be taken by large value funds, which pool in money from accredited investors. The regulator may purpose fixing a maximum tenure of 30 years for Category 1 funds, 20 years for Category 2 funds, and 12 years for Category 3 close-ended funds, people in the know said. The fixed period will include fund extensions and may be applicable for LVFs too. The average tenure of most AIFs at present is about 10 years, with an option to extend them by up to 2 years, which is why market watchers believe that the proposed outer limits may not pose any challenge to most of the funds being launched in the country today. Meanwhile, most economists expect the Reserve Bank of India to raise the repo rate by 35 to 50 basis points in its policy meeting this week. The Monetary Policy Committee is scheduled to meet from August 3rd to 5th, with consumer price inflation falling to 7.01% in June. Analysts expect the MPC to lower its inflation forecast of 6.7% for financial year 2022-23 earlier this month. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das said that inflation appears to have peaked, while cautioning that commodity prices remain high despite the softening trend observed in June. The steady tightening of liquidity conditions in the banking system over the last few weeks is facilitating a faster accomplishment of the central bank's policy goals, according to RBI watchers, and this could mean a shorter rate hiking cycle than previously expected. In another development, the centre has cut rupees 41,000 crore, or 62% of the total off-budget liabilities of states in financial year 2021-22 from their net borrowing ceiling for financial year 2022-23 in a move that would impact 8 states. The decision is part of a tightening of norms to discourage fiscal indiscipline by states, many of which resort to debt through parastatal bodies to fund government schemes and capex. Of the rupees 41,000 crore deducted from the net borrowing ceiling for the current fiscal, Telangana accounted for rupees 8,800 crore, Uttar Pradesh rupees 8,000 crore, Andhra Pradesh rupees 3,600 crore, and Kerala rupees 3,578 crore. These loans are being serviced from the respective state budgets. In financial year 2021-22, Telangana had mobilized the highest off-budget debt of around rupees 35,000 crore, Kerala about rupees 14,100 crore, and Andhra Pradesh rupees 8,000 to 9,000 crore, sources said. Now, some NSE-related updates. The holding of domestic investors in companies listed on the NSE hit an all-time high for the quarter ended June, even as the share of foreign portfolio investors slumped to a 10-year low. The share of domestic institutional investors combined with that of individual investors reached 23.53% as on June 30th, 2022, 19 basis points higher than the previous quarter, as DIIs pumped in rupees 1.28 trillion during the quarter. Data from PrimeInfoBase.com show. Next up, the much-talked-about 5G auctions. The ongoing spectrum auction, which is getting dragged as the country's top two telecom operators, Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel, are locked in an intense battle for a larger slice of airwaves in the 1,800 MHz band in Uttar Pradesh East Circle, took an interesting turn on Sunday. The bid value in the circle at rupees 160.57 crore per MHz crossed the final price of rupees 153 crore per MHz in the same band in 2021 auctions. The reserve price for this band in the circle for current auction is rupees 91 crore per megahertz. It was rupees 153 crore per megahertz in the 2021 auction. Sunday was the sixth day of the auction, and interestingly, in 2016 auctions, on the sixth day in the same circle, the bid price had touched rupees 133.15 crore per megahertz against the reserve price of rupees 115 crore per megahertz. Meanwhile, the center has sanctioned rupees 20,000 crore for a fourth of unconditional component of the interest-free 50-year capex loans to 8 states so far in the current financial year. Most states will submit their investment proposals soon to benefit from grant-like support, sources told FE. Lastly, the stock market. It is expected to open on a strong footing. Last week, on account of positive global cues and return of FPI buying, key benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty finished in positive territory. The BSE Sensex had rallied 712 points, 1.25%, to 57,570, while the Nifty 50 climbed 229 points, or 1.35%, to 17,158 and formed bullish candle on the daily charts. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.